call Nancy's integrity into question.
I just said I don't get to apologize.
Okay, I'll take my medicine here.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Please, have at him.
You can apologize if you like.
Well,
It doesn't make a difference to me either way.
Okay.
I wanted to clarify something. This isn't a union pitch. I don't work for the union. I'm a union member. I pay union dues like every other nurse.
Yeah.
But I don't work for the union. My union has been silenced by Doug Ford. If you would like to invite him to the station to discuss it, he's enacted a bill that prevents my union from even advertising what's going on in the healthcare system. So, you know, we've taken it upon ourselves because we love our profession. And it's dangerous. It has nothing to do with the union. And, yeah, I brought up Bill 124 because that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back for me. You know, 23 years of dedicating my life to this profession, and that's my payment for it during a pandemic. So it was really nothing to do with the union at all.
Yeah.
My union, unfortunately, right now has no power. He's taken away our rights to a collective agreement, to bargaining with the emergency orders. We have no union as it stands right now. They have zero power.
Now, I'll ask you a question that I asked Della when she called into the show. You probably heard earlier, Nancy, when I said, you know, obviously you feel betrayed by Jim, but do you also feel betrayed by your conservative government, who were encouraging us to bang pots and pans for you, who were calling you frontline heroes and champions out of the mouth of the premier, and now this is where you are today in a profession where people are saying, if you don't like it, get out. And I don't think that's any way that we should be talking to you.
It's horrible. If he had exempted us from Bill 124, it would have shown some kind of respect for our profession. The fact that he exempted police and fire, which are male-dominated professions, from that bill, when they were... Okay, yeah, they're frontline workers, they're first responders. They were not in the same situation nurses were in during COVID, and they are not in the same situation we're in still.
I'll tell you what, we will, and I know he listens to this radio station, we will invite the premier to come on. We will ask the health minister to come on and address this, because... My heart is with you. I guess when I was listening this morning, it sounded like somebody from a union. But there's, you know what? A lot of people are texting in saying, well, what's wrong with that? I mean, how are you supposed to advocate for an industry that's being hard done by, or people who are working hard, especially during the pandemic for the past couple of years, who don't have a voice? So... You're
and
right.
It's so hard in 5 minutes to get the whole point across of